Hey everybody. So, today I had an experience that kind of ruined a game of Civilization 6 for me. I was playing Civilization 6 with my friend Austin, and he's a noob to the game. So, and we're playing on the Gathering Storm expansion. So, we got Rise and Fall, Gathering Storm, we got all the DLC, and he's having a hard time keeping track of all the systems. So, it's on Prince difficulty, which is extremely easy for me, like, because I play the game on deity, right? And what ruined the game for me already, we're like an hour in, is I'm playing the game way too serious. Like, I'm just playing the game normally, you know, just like doing what you normally would, which is, you know, building cities and expanding and all that and picking super meta strategies, right? And I got a really good spawn because I'm Greece, the version that likes city-states. And I got two really, really good city-states next to me. And I'm on an island with no other civilizations. And since it's on Prince, fighting barbarians is super easy. So I just, and I have like three sets of luxury resources. So I have it all for me. Like, I have the whole entire spawn set. I can build like a 15 city empire on an 8-player map, no problem. So just playing with Austin, like, I'm just so far ahead of everyone. Like, as soon as I started, like, instead of doing what I should be doing, which is basically with my spawn, turtling up and just going for the culture win really early, I'm going to build a bunch of boats and just explore the entire world and try some weird strategies. Because all of a sudden, when I started trying weird strategies, the game became quite fun. Like it was like, wow, I'm playing the game normally, and then it became fun when I was like, you know what, even though I don't really need to, and I would rather research, like, the technology for universities, I'm gonna research shipbuilding and go explore and try to find Austin. So, you know, it's helped make the game on easy fun. Like, I think that really good players, it's something we naturally do, is sometimes just, we're like, oh wow, when we messed around, it was really fun, you know. And that's what I think I'm tapping into, is, you know, having a lot of fun doing these weird strategies that you can't do on deity unless you're the absolute best player. You know, we all have those different difficulty levels. Like, I'm a way better Civilization 6 player than I am a Rainbow Six Siege player, I think, anyways. I don't know. There's no really way to measure it. You know, than I am a Geometry Dash player. I suck at Geometry Dash, and, you know, Geometry Dash, if I want to play for serious, I can't play the hardest levels like I can play on, say, the hardest difficulty of Civ 6, you know? But, you know, weird strategies, I can lower the difficulty and play weird and have fun on the weird strategies when I play with Austin while Austin's trying hard. Like, if I needed to help Austin out, I mean, I'm probably going to get nukes really, really early in this game. Really early. Like, I'm like, it's that good of a spawn. So, yeah, that's all I really wanted to share, is if you're playing a game on easy, maybe it's because you accidentally set it to easy. Maybe it's because you got a noob friend. Try some weird strategies.